Thus do we relate to you, O Muhammad, some stories of what happened before. And we have given you from ourselves a reminder. Whosoever turns away from it, he will certainly bear a burden on the day of resurrection, abiding under it forever. Evil will be the burden for them on the day of resurrection, the day when the trumpet is blown. On that day we will assemble the guilty disbelievers, bleary-eyed with terror, murmuring among themselves, "You have stayed in life for about 10 days. We are best aware of what they utter when their best in conduct will say, "We tarried in life not longer than a day." They ask you about the mountains. Say, "My Lord will uproot them and scatter them like dust, and leave it as an empty, smooth plain, wherein you shall see neither curve nor ruggedness." On that day they will follow the caller. No crookedness can they show him, and voices are hushed before the compassionate, and you shall not hear anything except faint murmurs and soft footfalls. On that day, no intercession shall avail anyone except for those for whom the compassionate has granted permission, and whose word he, Allah, accepts. He knows all that is before them and all that is behind them, while they cannot comprehend it with their knowledge. Faces humble themselves before the living, the eternal, and he who bears a burden of wrongdoing is indeed a hopeless failure. He who has worked deeds of righteousness and has faith will have no fear of harm nor of any curtailment of what is his due.